This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is Deadly Pudding.
There's a monster in my podcast.
It's after we do Nightmare Flans and and injuring Jell-O.
Bone hurting Jell-O, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a stowaway from Slime Week. But these are singularly uninspired, whereas Slime was generally cool.
Yeah, it feels like this should have just been a subset of slimes.
Yeah.
I can imagine how, like, a pudding does have a different texture than a slime.
Yes.
But are we really going by texture? Monster's Manual?
I think that it is literally, like the only difference is, so the slimes accomplish different verbs, almost, whereas the puddings, they are just keyed either to different biomes and to different materials that they will dissolve. And I think that all of them are more resistant to physical attack than the slimes are.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, but other than that, not that interesting.
No.
I think the most interesting thing is that they're called a pudding.
Yeah.
Which is a food.
It's a food, and it's something that our friends from across the pond can probably tell us. I've seen that used to refer to a lot of different things that I would not consider to be, like, my notion of pudding, which is like a custard style, like, thing that is served in a bowl, as opposed to, say, something that, like, I've seen descriptions of, like, breaking the skin on a pudding and, like, eating it off of a plate I don't know. Have I not been exposed to, like, what an actual pudding is?
Well, here, Cole, if you, any of these bowls of pudding that you're eating, these so-called bowls of pudding,
right?
If you left them long enough, they'd get a skin.
Okay. I've never let pudding sit long enough to get a skin.
How can you? It's so good.
It's so good.
Good. But if you left it long enough, it would get a skin. That's just it hardening.
Right.
You know, in layers. The real thing with pudding, and so you guys, that's the same conception of pudding. Like, you can eat it on a plate, and you can eat your pudding on a plate too. It has enough kind of thickness and stuff. Mm. The real weird thing that people overseas do is savory puddings. So you know, yeah, things like blood pudding.
Yeah, blood pudding is the one that I always that is brought out as the the example, or like blood, yeah, like blood sausage or something like that. But I'm looking at these pictures, and this looks more like it's formed into a cake almost.
Yeah. And there's also a white pudding here that's a cake that's all part of the full English breakfast.
Yeah.
So blood pudding is a type of blood sausage.
Yes.
That's made from pork fat, pork blood, and oatmeal.
Ooh.
Go, yeah, like, I don't know who I was going to just tell go fuck themselves. I think just Google. I didn't lash out. I don't know.
Somebody needs to fuck themselves.
No. Suet, blood, and oats. Yes, all those things could technically contain calories, but, like, you don't have to put them together.
Well, that doesn't sound very different than a regional dish that we have here, geta. Have you heard of geta, Gary?
I've never heard of geta, Gary.
Oh, no, it's a it is like a how do you describe it? It is a pork dish, a pork product. That is primarily, it's like ground up sausage kind of stuff that is mixed with pin oats.
Okay.
And it's, you cook it like scrapple or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't gross me out quite as much.
Right. Right.
Like, cause there's like a meat to it. It's not just blood. Fucking, you put suet in anything and, like, I'm having a rough time.
Yeah. That's literally for the birds.
Yeah. That's something that you use to congeal a bell. That's something I put in my face, and I would look it up, but me and Google aren't talking right now.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.